AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Civil liberties groups filed a lawsuit to block Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom, a measure they say is unconstitutional. Reverend Darcy Roque is one of the plaintiffs. Her husband is Jewish. They put their kids in New Orleans public schools
to ensure that they will receive a secular education that doesn't promote any particular religion, but allows them to interact with other children from different cultural and religious backgrounds.
It's the second anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. The AP Sagar Magani reports Democrats are blaming Donald Trump for rolling back women's reproductive freedoms.
Vice President Harris says the health care crisis is Trump's fault.
As many of you know, I'm a former prosecutor, so let's just look at the facts, shall we?
Harris says Trump handpicked three high court justices with one aim.
He intended for them to overturn Roe v. Wade.
And they did.
It was premeditated.
Followed by extremist state legislators passing abortion bans.
He had accomplices.
With the ex-president cheering them on.
Trump has not denied, much less shown remorse for his actions.
And instead proudly takes credit for overturning Roe.
In the case of the stealing of reproductive freedom from the women of America, Donald Trump is guilty.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Russian Foreign Ministry summoned the American ambassador to protest what it says was the use of U.S.-made advanced missiles in a Ukrainian attack on Russian-annexed Crimea. Vasily Nebenzia is Russian ambassador at the U.N.
Sand turned into blood. The video footage from the scene is just shocking.
Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 260 points. This is AP News. A fire at a lithium battery factory in South Korea killed at least 22 people.
Rescue workers at the factory in Haesong City retrieved the bodies on Monday after combing through the site. A local fire official said the mobile phone signals of the missing people were tracked to the second floor of the factory, adding a witness has told authorities that the fire began after batteries exploded as workers were examining and packaging them. Officials say the exact cause would be investigated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA canceled a spacewalk at the International Space Station after water leaked from an astronaut spacesuit. Astronauts Tracy Dyson and Mike Barrett opened the hatch when Dyson reported water leaking from her spacesuit's cooling system. They hadn't floated outside yet. NASA says the two were not in any danger. The spacewalk was planned for nearly 7 hours, but it only lasted about a half hour. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.